It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we talk to a Milwaukee DJ who says hip-hop music in the city is experiencing a resurgence with young new artists getting national attention.
First, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced yesterday that it's seeking an additional $613 million in funding from the state budget during the coming 2 years.
The proposal would change the state's public school funding formula, which has been criticized as exacerbating inequalities among affluent and poor public school districts, and it would also increase the amount of money that schools can raise through local taxes.
It also includes specific funding for special ed, English language learning, technical education, and school safety.
Here with us now to talk about the request from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is Milwaukee Journal Sentinel education reporter Aaron Richards. Aaron, welcome back.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, but I'm not talking on behalf of the DPI, just to be clear.
Oh, no, talking about the request from the DPI, you're with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Sure.
To clarify.
Great,
so how does this $600 million request, increased request, compare with previous budget requests from the DPI?
Well, in the last two rounds of budget requests in 2010 and 2012, State Superintendent Tony Evers has asked for more money for schools. Understandably, the department feels that schools are underfunded, that they need more money to be able to provide the services they do to children. And so the state superintendent has stepped up and said, this is what we think is necessary. And that increase, that $613 million increase, represents about a 2.5% increase in state aid in the first year of the budget, and then almost a 5% increase in the second year of that 2015-2017 budget.
And what's the response been to the previous couple of requests from the DPI?
With a Republican-controlled legislature that has been conservative in their funding for schools, those requests have not gotten a very warm reception. Certainly in 2010, we saw the governor and the legislature approve a significant decrease to state aid, and perhaps more importantly for districts, that limit on how much they could raise in local property taxes to make up for that budget shortfall. So we haven't really seen the legislature be eager here to really send a whole lot of new funding to schools. And I think some people would say that's a little bit of an unrealistic request. But you have to, you know, as one state lawmaker said, a Republican, you know, you have to give them credit for asking what they think is appropriate. Mm-hmm.
And with a bigger Republican majority, one that people have described as even maybe more consistently conservative in the past, have we started to see reaction from legislative leaders yet?
Well, we just had the election, so a lot of people aren't really eager to go out on a limb and say anything bold. But certainly we've seen indications that the legislature and the Republican majority are very interested in cutting taxes, dealing with this $680 million transportation fund shortfall, potentially expanding the number of private schools that get public money. Those are referred to as private school vouchers. And so we just haven't seen any indication yet that there's a big appetite for sending a lot of new money to public schools.
Let's dig a little deeper into what the DPI is asking for. Now, Wisconsin school funding formula is, it's big, it's complex, it's a really significant part of the state budget. Apart from asking for more money, what is the DPI looking to change in the way schools are funded?
For the third time, the DPI is asking for a significant shift in how we allot money to schools. So, for example, right now, you may have a lot of kids who actually come from homes considered to be low income in certain rural or more sparsely populated areas of the state. But some of those communities also have a lot of property tax wealth because they've got big vacation homes around lakes in the area. So they appear to be wealthy communities, even though the kids themselves that are attending the schools year-round are not so wealthy. Those schools and districts are disadvantaged in the current funding formula. So what the state superintendent would like to do is even that out and say, okay, no matter where you are, if you're a kid in a public school, that public school district is going to get $3,000 in per pupil funding for each one of those children. And then we're going to, you know, adjust some other parts of the formula to make sure that we're, you know, kind of evening out the issues related to property values and how we're going to give money to kids. And then we're also going to give you, for example, if you have bilingual students or English language learner students, each one of those students is going to get $100 more in funding. So they're trying to kind of even it out and then send more money to the kids that we know cost more to educate.
Now, a lot of the increases that the DPI, the Department of Public Instruction, is asking for, they're saying, hey, state, as I understand it, can you just pay for this flat out? Are they also looking to increase the amount they could collect in local property taxes, lift that cap that districts currently face?
Right. That's kind of the confusing part of the formula. The schools get aid from, or they get their money from two main sources, the state general aid and then the amount that they can raise locally in property taxes and state aid. And under Governor Walker, we saw a big swing, a reduction in that. Instead of it being an increase, it was actually a decrease. Schools were not allowed to raise more money per pupil to kind of keep up with expenses of school districts, which is, you know, we triggered a lot of other actions that resulted in streamlining funding in the schools. Going forward, the state superintendent is saying, you know, it's really realistic to tie this property tax limit increase or this amount that you can raise per student every year should sort of be tied to the rate of inflation. So for the next 2 years, or at least in the next two-year budget cycle, they're asking for at least a $200 increase per pupil in the amount that districts can raise in state aid and local property taxes. So that would give them the ability to raise more money locally to fund operations for students.
Now, are we seeing anything about how voucher schools are paid for in this budget request?
The budget request does address the fact that that voucher schools and independent charter schools, those are the public schools that operate separate from school districts, that those have to be paid for. So, for example, you see a line that says this is how much we expect to have to pay for charter schools based on the increased payment for each of those students that the legislature approved in the last session. Same for example, the Milwaukee Voucher Program. The DPI estimates that 1,000 more students each year in the two-year budget, so 2,000 more students total will join the Milwaukee Voucher Program. We know that the state payment for those students has also gone up. Used to be around $6,500. Now it's closer to $7,000, a little bit more, depending on whether they're in middle school or high school. So the DPI is saying we recognize that we're sending money for those, but they're not really asking for an increase in aid for those programs. They're mostly just acknowledging this is how many more kids we project. This is how much money will have to be allocated for them.
Now, another funding area that I know some school districts are struggling with is a special education funding. What does the request do when it comes to special ed?
So there's a pretty significant ask here for special ed students. It does a couple of different things. It tries to get some more baseline funding to schools that serve students with special needs. But then there's some other sort of special requests for them. For example, there's a pretty big request for money for programs that help students with special needs transition from high school into some kind of meaningful program after high school. We see a similar request for traditional ed students transitioning from high school sort of in a career track into a technical program as well. But I think it's pretty significant, especially, you know, we've been hearing from the disability advocates groups that have said, you know, we think it's really important to send more money here because there's a growing need for quality services for students with special needs, and we have to help them transition to meaningful work after they get out of the K-12 system.
In the run-up to the elections, I know assembly leadership laid out some priorities, and that included expanding voucher schools, school choice in the state. Any indication that there's an appetite to tackle really any of these other areas that the Department of Public Instruction is calling for?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, Luther Olson, a Republican senator, he's the chair of the Education Committee, knows a lot about schools, has been in the legislature for a long time. You know, he said that there's probably an appetite to give schools something. We can't know this for sure, but I mean, I think there has to be some kind of acknowledgement that costs go up every year. So I think we could expect that schools may get something more than they're getting now. But where that is going to be, you know, is it going to be 10 cents? Is it going to be 50 cents? Is it going to be, you know, being a little loose there? But, you know, we just don't know what the increase could be. In terms of these other specialized programs for special ed and bilingual education, there's even a request for $2 million in grants for districts to fund safety programs and ask for money to create a Wisconsin School Safety Center that would focus on emergency preparations and issues that we've certainly seen in schools around the country when it comes to violence in schools. I haven't heard anyone say, absolutely, that's going to be a win for me. I'm really going to gun for that I'm really going to push for that. So we're just not hearing a lot of feedback yet from lawmakers that they really love some of these proposals and would push them forward.
We'll be watching that next year. Erin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Erin Richards. She's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel education reporter. We've been talking about the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's request for an increased $613 million in funding over the next 2 years.